The Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there, and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
How you doing, sir?
I am really fine. Really
you were
fine.
On the road last night. Congratulations to Richland Center Girl.
You bet. Didn't have to go very far to be on the road last night.
It was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. They now have to travel a long way on the road to GET.
GET, yeah. Gail Becker Trimpolo. Anyway, what do you do? Good luck to that. Are you riding the bus? Are you going to drive the bus?
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do.
Just go ahead and drive up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Are you going up?
We'll figure something out. Yeah. Actually, we're going to be in Ithaca Thursday. So.
Oh, for girls?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything's the same day, unfortunately.
Yeah, so. And that's horrible. I hate that. But what do you do?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had an explanation of it. Somebody said, well, they can't schedule Friday because sectional track. I get that because some of the smaller schools' athletes do both, and that's wonderful. But next Monday is wide open.
Uh-huh.
So how about if we played baseball today, baseball Monday, Thursday softball, Friday. Tuesday softball, Wednesday baseball next week, you know? And that would make too much sense. I was talking to our counterparts from Prairie du Chien Radio. Mm-hmm. They were there last night as well. They said the same thing. You know, it's especially for a small town radio, it's just impossible to get to the events.
Well, to me, you know, and this is my point of view, the WA is so money hungry. Why wouldn't you do that?
They'd make more money.
They would make more money.
Yeah. Because more entrance fees, more radio fees for the
tournament. I think they, get 80% of that or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
After
the school gets their expenses paid.
It's just the craziest stuff. So, what do you do?
We got to run and get on the board or something. And,
yeah, no thanks. we have a hard enough time here.
Well, that's true.
Hey, would you go back and do college over?
Probably.
Okay. What would you do different? That's your crazy question of the day.
I probably would. I would go out more. Maybe.
Would you?
Yeah, probably.
So you would have a degree in partying.
Yeah. Well, not really. I just a social butterfly.
But are you?
There were times that I just stayed home and made mixtapes. You know.
At one time, then if you were a butterfly, you were just a larva.
Exactly. Yeah, I was more of a nerd.
Were you really?
Oh yeah, pretty much.
But you can honestly.
I've changed so much.
Can Phil Nee come in, please?
Yeah, exactly.
But you can honestly say that you've never held a pet raccoon in your senior picture, though.
No, I haven't done that. I have not. No, I've got the kind of the Beatles haircut, and then I've got like some sort of corduroy vest in my senior picture, standing outside by, I don't remember, the photographer Lou Coopy took my picture.
Right.
I think it was down by... there was like a dog kennel that was not used anymore.
Let the dogs out.
There were vines growing up on the wall. You know, it was a great background for the senior picture.
Yeah,
so a dog I was sitting kennel. There flexing my pipes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Hey, hurt?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, you know, today is Lori Reinhardt's birthday.
Oh, is that right?
I got a call from Dean. So we're, you know what? I'm just going to go out on a limb here, Phil. I hope Lori enjoys her beautiful meal that he's planning to prepare and her night out.
You know. Right.
You know, on her birthday. I mean, don't worry about the rodeo guys with it. They'll take care of itself, you know. But you know what? I hope that he gets to take her out and, you know, fly her to Las Vegas like he was planning to do this morning and stuff. So just trying to help.
I heard it was a bag of pork rinds.
Maybe. Bag of pork rinds and some ski. Not a better breakfast than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And maybe some Tabasco sauce.
A little pork rinds. A little grease and sugar.
Yeah. No better than that. So glad to help, Dean.
Yeah.
You might be from Arkansas. If you always tell the wait staff, now get this, you've seen me do this before. Thus, remember the place in Dodgeville we ate? Where'd we go? We were going somewhere.
I think the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, it was. If if you tell the wait staff it's your birthday in hopes of getting something free.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yes.
Have you done that, Phil?
No, I really have not done
that. You've been with me when I've done that.
I don't want to have people come and sing happy birthday to me.
No. We did that, remember? I said it was your birthday. We got done at the...
Don't say we.
No, we did, because this is going to jog your memory. We were at the Golden Corral, the big buffet, on our way back from Milwaukee doing the Richland Center High School girls and boys basketball at the Five Serve Center.
Right. But it wasn't my birthday, was it?
I know that, but you did get a free piece of cake.
I did?
Yes, you remember that?
No, they brought, I
didn't. Oh, yeah.
But you said it because I
would 100% I said it's his birthday.
I would not lie about something like that.
I didn't know it wasn't your birthday.
Oh, boy.
It was close to November.
Well, I suppose. You know what I mean? It was a little bit after that.
Maybe.
Maybe
December or something.
What do you do?
Trying to help.
Yeah.
But they did bring you a piece of cake. Do you remember that?
I guess now that you say something.
I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got a Hardee's. I still have my Hardee's.
You have a Hardee's gift card. Yeah, you haven't used that yet.
Oh, we're going.
What if that expires?
No. We're definitely going to get a birthday cake out of that one.
They don't have birthday cake.
Well, they have that. What'd we eat that one day?
They have the delicious pies.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, we shouldn't have ate it after the ice cream and six burgers we had.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you were really off your diet that day.
100%. And Hardee's, no diet.
Oh, boy.
Loaded tater tots, no diet.
No diet.
Scones, no diet.
Scones, no.
Yeah, blueberry.
Blueberry scones.
Yeah. Here's your questions of the day, your rapid-fire questions.
Uh-oh.
If animals could talk, Philip, which one would absolutely get banned from the radio first?
Probably a cat.
Maybe a cat. Yeah, because they're very... maybe a cat.
Condescending, maybe.
I was thinking maybe a possum, you know, telling us how it
rules. No, they'd be sleepy. They'd be like the sloth.
Mm.
Yes. So I'm not sure.
Maybe a cat. Cats are actually a good answer because they're kind of like... I don't really care.
Well, Annie, sometimes, you know, you look at her and she looks like she's just looking daggers at you.
It's like, what'd
I do, Annie? I didn't do anything.
And it's like, you know what she's thinking? She goes, how do I get stuck in this?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten because it was free?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe something with raisins in it.
Mm.
Unbeknownst to me.
Rattlesnake.
You ate rattlesnake
Yes,
once?
I have. Yep.
Really? Yep. I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, along with camel and...
Camel?
Zebras. Yeah. They had this was a long time ago when I was in high school. So, was it wild feed or something like that? So.
Now, I've heard rattlesnake's not too bad.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I will never eat it again.
Okay. You had your...
I did my thing.
Yeah.
If you had to replace your morning coffee with something else, what would cause the least emotional damage?
Probably a ski.
A ski, okay.
Right.
I was going to say, you may have some in the
fridge.
Yeah.
We have some in the fridge. You put it in there. But somebody's been tapping into it.
I know they have.
Because it hasn't been me. It's going down. Our supply is going down. So I think it might be Tim, or it could be Bo.
Or? You think Joanne's sneaking in here after
retirement? Maybe.
I'll put a camera on it. What's a completely normal thing that instantly makes you look suspicious?
A normal thing that makes you look suspicious? That's a tough question.
You can't say clothes.
I don't know. Do you have an answer on
that? I do. Actually, it's not what I wear. If I don't wear glasses, people go, what's wrong with him?
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
Good point.
Or an umpire's uniform.
Oh, sure. good answer.
Well,
Well, they expect me to do practical jokes sometimes, you know, like at the family get-togethers and things like that. I mean, a guy goes in and puts Vaseline on the toilet seat one time, and then you're just totally marked for life. What'd you do? I didn't do anything. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. So.
Try the PVC glue. The extended timer, it basically what it does, you can put it on there, and it hardens really slow. Yeah, they'll be wearing a toilet seat up.
No, you don't want to do that.
I could care less.
Don't want anything to hurt them. You just want
I ain't going to hurt them.
Or shaving cream on the handles of the hot and water, hot and cold water. You know, that's
another good one though, Philip, is like when you're going to use the restroom, you know, the little knobs on the toilet seat that fold down.
Yeah.
Put ketchup packets there where no one can see them, and when they set,
right there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I've seen this.
Yeah, you've heard it done.
Yeah. I would never do that, Phil.
Or Nestle's Quick in the shower head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard somebody did that once to somebody.
Did you have any idea who it was?
No, I heard that these ruffians did. Then this person took a shower in hot cocoa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Another thing, you can put those blue tablets of toilet, you know, the little toilet things.
Yeah.
You can cut a piece of that off and put it in your shower head. And that will help everything in the shower turn blue.
You'll have a blue day.
Especially the person taking the shower. trying to help you.
Oh, boy.
Yep. The last one. If your life had a warning label on it, Phil, what would it say?
Hmm.
Stay away from Vaseline.
Yeah, keep keep away from his mouth.
Yes. Yeah.
boy.
Well, anyway, what do you think? What would your warning label read?
Well, that'd probably be it. Stay away. Don't feed him.
Yeah, don't feed.
Yeah.
Hmm. The plural of mouse is mouses. Is that hanko or facto?
Isn't it mice?
The plural of mouse is mouses.
Mouses.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? I guess so.
It's a bunch of facto.
Is it?
Yeah. According to Merriam-Webster, mouses is an acceptable plural form for the computer mouse.
Oh.
Mice, to know that.
All right.
Do you see what I mean?
So I have several mouses for my computer.
Yes. Look at all the mice in here. There's like four of them.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Nintendo character Super Mario does not say, "It's me, Mario." He says, "Itsutsumi Mario," which means Super Mario in Japanese.
I don't think so.
No, it's a bunch of hanko. Super Mario does say, "It's me, Mario." Wowzer Browser.
Is that what he says?
Yes.
Oh. Me and Mario were friends way back when Donkey Kong came in 1981. And I was friends with he and the princess. And,
right?
Yeah. And the big ape.
Okay. Well, and Bowser?
Yeah. I spent a lot of my hard-earned student loan.
Really?
On that. Yep.
Hmm. And you're still paying it off today.
Right, I am. You're just like the vibe. 21 years old, and it should be paid off next month. Yeah.
Got a 45-year release.
Well, I just kept redoing it.
Hey, I won the lottery the other day.
Did you? Really?
Yep, $1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million. So I'm a smart man. I'm an investor, Philip.
Yeah, I know you are.
So I took $1 a year for $1 million.
Did you really? Well, there you go.
You know? I try to help people.
That's a way to plan ahead, Hank.
Prairie dogs say hello with kisses.
Do they really?
I'm asking you.
I'm guessing that's true.
They do. Prairie dogs kiss each other as both a form of greeting and a way to recognize each other. They even kiss their enemies.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
How nice.
One last thought. Speaking of enemies, Philip, we don't like enemies here.
No.
But here's the thing. As I walked towards the ball game last night, I look over and say hi. People looking right at me, okay? They look at me, acknowledge me, and go back down. I look back and I say, "Are you okay?" He looks up at me and looks back down. Not one word.
Hmm. Maybe he couldn't talk.
No. Not when they acknowledge you twice. Just say hi.
We've talked about that before.
I know it is. It's a pet peeve of mine, Philip. It really, really
doesn't take a lot of effort just to say hello or nod.
A nod.
Right?
You know, I don't know if it's because I didn't.
You got to always put the shoe on the other foot. Maybe that person is, one of their pet peeves is people they don't know saying hi to them.
Well, you know what? Be kind.